And good Friday, or good Thursday afternoon, everyone. I'm Ron Miller, along with Jack Jabbour, live from Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction, the Glenwood Demons, and the Fruita Monument Wildcats. Additional sponsors include Got You Covered, Sopris Lighting, Carpet One, and Bishop Plumbing. Well, a pleasant evening here in Grand Junction. We're afraid we're going to see some rain showers, but the clouds have parted. We have blue skies as the sun sets here in western Colorado. The Glenwood Demons looking to bounce back from a disappointing and embarrassing loss, quote-unquote, at home. They had to play at Cardinal Middle School last week, took on the Montrose Indians, and Montrose absolutely pasted them 42-0. One of the worst losses, Jack, I really didn't have time to dig into the archives, but I can't remember in recent memory the last time Glenwood was beaten so badly. They've been shut out. They were shut out by Montrose last year, 6-0. But 42-0, that's time to regroup and maybe find some players that really want to play some football, because that was a tough, tough loss. 6 or 7 turnovers, I understand, against Montrose. We're going to pause for our national anthem momentarily. We'll take a timeout. The kickoff, Glenwood and Fruita Monument from Stoker Stadium, coming up right after this on KMTS. And we're back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabbour bringing you tonight's football game with Glenwood Demons and the Fruita Monument Wildcats. Fruita Monument 0-2 and Glenwood with a record of 1-1. Glenwood again lost last week to Montrose 42-0. The Fruita Monument lost to Broomfield and Cherokee Trail, considerably tougher opponents. Both of those on the road. And they lost to Broomfield 18-6, lost to Cherokee Trail at Legacy Stadium 28-19. Legacy Stadium, of course, where Glenwood played in the state championship last year and lost to Elizabeth. But it's a whole different season, different team this year. We saw Glenwood against Basalt 2 weeks ago, did not see the Montrose game, tried to call the Coleridge Rifle game, and we got soaked. But we will see Rifle tomorrow take on Olathe. Meanwhile, last year, Fruita Monument marched into Stubler, and Glenwood gave him a good game. It was a terrific game. Glenwood came out on top 36-28. Big night for Luke Jacob, as I recall, over 100 yards rushing and passing. Here we go with the kickoff. Fruita Monument kicking off. Glenwood receiving. They'll be going right to left. There's the kick. It's high, not real deep, taking about the 12-yard line. And it is Henry Hill with a nice return across the 30 down to the 33-yard line. Henry Hill. He's the speedster out of the backfield. He'll spend a lot of time getting the ball from John Forrestal.
An impressive first game against Salt. 116-yard rushing, and also caught four passes for 161 yards, so over 320 total yards. Also got in the end zone twice. Obviously, nobody did that last week for Glenwood.
Hill to the right of Forrestal from their own. They're marking at the 34-yard line. Forrestal from the shotgun takes a snap, fakes the handoff, going to throw it quickly incomplete, intended for Austin Tribble.
That's exactly the same pass they started the Basalt game with the precise same results. Tribble unable to hang on. Not that bad of a pass, but for some reason just couldn't bring it in.
No huddle for the Demons. Three receivers to the right. Now Hill right behind Forrestal. Gets the hand up the middle. Wrapped up. Gains about 3 yards.
And in that Basalt game, it took a little while for Hill to get on track, but once he did, boy, he made that Basalt defense pay. The first big play, well, he did break a 20-yarder, but that screen pass was devastating for Glenwood. Hill broke one of them for a 90-yard touchdown.
37, playoff action fake, pass is complete. Sort of the first down, that is Michael Mills with the catch. Nice throw by John Forrestal. If he gets a generous marking, it might have it by the tip. He does. First down. That's run after catch by Michael Mills to get that first down marker. So a good start for the Glenwood Demons. Game just underway here on a beautiful Thursday night in Grand Junction. Mills goes slot left. Hill to the right of Forrestal. And we have movements. Looks like it's going to be going against the Glenwood Demons. This has been a bugaboo. First two games, a lot of penalties. Yep, it's procedure against the Demons. Ran Fagan, then Mills, and wide left, called the right hash mark. First and 10 Demons, or first and 15, rather, at their own 39. Hill behind Forrestal, and now Fruit of Monument jumped the plane.
Appears like it. A lot of times it'll be an offensive, little slight offensive movement, so you have to wait and see if the referee says he was drawn across.
And they, Fruit of Monument gives the 5 yards back to Glenwood, so first and 10. Ball at the 44-yard line.
And that was something that did not happen in the assault game. Penalties, 85 yards for Glenwood, 25 for assault.
Three receivers to the left, hands off the Hill up the middle, and brought down for a loss of three. And then the man at the back, so was Tyler Church, one of the starters, 6 foot, 190-pound senior linebacker.
Loss of two, it looks like.
Yep, second and 12. Well, we're on the west stands, and it's actually, thankfully, because of it's a nice night weather-wise, I kind of like this perspective. Forrestal back to throw. Throws underneath, almost picked off, and almost caught by Michael Mills on the rebound. A little bit overthrown, Mills couldn't come up with it, and Zachary Griggs almost picked it off to Fruit of Monument. He tipped it up, and Mills almost got the deflection. Third down and 12 for the Demons. No score. Game just underway. Nice cool evening. A hint of fall.
Yeah. You know, looking across at the concrete pillars, it almost reminds you of the Twin Towers, or at least one of them.
Forrestal back to throw. Has time over the middle. Caught by Cam Avery. Looking for that first down marker. He's well short, about 4 yards short. But of course, Rocky Whitworth imploring Avery, get upfield, don't cut.
Well, they had an open receiver in the left flat, too, who was actually right at the first down marker. Chose to go to Avery, who was his first favorite receiver in the first game, 6 catches.
Well, we're going to go for it here, fourth down and 4.
Why not?
Ball right at midfield, just a little bit over on the Fruit of Monument side. First ball takes the snap, hands off the Hill, looking for Saroom. He's got a first down. He has got it by a shoulder. Good job by Henry Hill.
Yeah, he eluded a tackle at the line of scrimmage that would have turned the ball over to the Wildcats.
And a gutsy move. That's good for the offensive line's confidence, trusting them to open the holes, and Henry Hill to get the yardage for the first down. So the drive stays alive for the Demons. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. No score. Fake the handoff. Forrestal being chased, and he's brought down. He grabbed it by the face mask, it looked like.
It looked like he grabbed his arm and pulled him down. But he sure did go down quick. That was, what, 15 for?
Very high tackle. Yeah.
Tyler Church. Yeah, on a blitz there.
Church, their most active defender. Big loss of 12, second and 22. Forrestal. Delayed handoff to Henry Hill, and Henry Hill gets across the 45.
I'm trying to run a draw play. I think he can probably, are they sitting on a screen? No. Probably figure that we might see that screen pass. It was so effective in the first game.
Third down, and 18 or 19 yards to go. Garrett Lowe, the fullback. First off, back to throw. Sets up, throws, incomplete. I don't know where he was going. Austin Tribble, the nearest receiver, but that was in no man's land, incomplete. And the Demons have to punt it away. So they overcome a couple of penalties, but that big sack really set him back, and so they got to punt it away and deep to receive. Devin Dance, 6 foot, 220-pounder. Receiving the punt. Hill with the punt.
Oh, different punter than the first game.
Dance. No dancing here. Straight to the 45. Yep. Devin Dance for the touchdown. Well, he's a whooping tackle, just bounced off of that 220-pound frame, and Dance didn't dance till they got to the end zone.
Well, I marked it from about the 25. Is that where you saw him?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay, so that's a 75-yard TD.
Through the monument, going to the swinging gate here. The extra point formation. And they're not shifting. They're going to run it. And he's not in.
Well, I think that tells you they don't have a kicker.
We did a quick pitch there to number three, Colby Dixon, and he was stopped short. So 6-0 Fruity Monument, 7:57 to go in the first quarter. The kickoff after this, Lincoln MTS. A 75-yard punt return by Devin Dance for the Fruity Monument Wildcats. Keeps the Cats the 6-0 lead. The two-point conversion failed. Demons will get the ball back here. Their opening drive was pretty well. They got it beyond midfield and then went backwards after a quarterback sack. Hill and Mills deep to receive for the Demons. The sun sets here in Grand Junction. Here's the kick, short. Mills coming up to take it about the 17-yard line, across the 20, still on his feet to the 25, and gets to the 30-yard line. We saw the Fruity Monument band come in, and it was, that's a huge band. 7 tubas alone. That was very impressive.
You know how you measure a baseball team by the quality of their shortstop and maybe their
right.
catcher, and you look at the band, how many tubas?
How many tubas? Forrest Dahl, quarterback, Hill to his left. Well, Henry Hill, just a sophomore. Four receiver set. Here comes a blitz. Forrest Dahl throws blindly. He's a defender in his face. He's looking for Mills. Pretty good throw. Mills on a slant. If he had caught that, it was adios. The DBs were playing up tight to the line. 6-0 through the monument, 7:49 to go first quarter.
Toughest thing about that play, besides having a guy in his face for Forrest Dahl, is that there was no line of sight for him to throw through. He kind of sidearmed it and actually got the ball in Mills' vicinity, but no chance to catch it.
Forrest Dahl back to throw.
Got time.
Steps up, boots the pressure, and the pass is dropped by Austin Tribble. One-handing it. Come on, two hands, kid.
Wow, they're in trouble now.
Yeah.
10 already. Tribble was
suddenly
sure-handed last year. His leading receiver coming back, 27 catches, over 300 yards. This year he caught 4 passes in that first game after dropping the first one.
Now Hill behind Forrest Dahl. Three receivers set. Back to throw is Forrest Dahl. Here comes the pressure. Screen pass. Oh, they read that beautifully.
They
hit the monument. Got fooled at all. Cam Avery tackled immediately. The Demons have to punt it away.
And it was to Avery, interestingly enough, not to Hill. Boy, quick possession there after a pretty nice opening drive with a couple of first downs.
Devin Dance barely had time to catch his breath. So 75-yard punt return. Back to John Dude again. Hill with the punt. Gets it away. Dance takes it at the 36. This time he's met and driven to the turf. The first hit made by Brandon Simmental.
You know, something that using Henry Hill to punt, his first punt only went 21 yards. That one went 30, which is, you really want to get about 35 yards out of your kicker. But using him back there as the punter, that gives them the option of maybe let him take off.
We'll get our first look at the Wildcats offense from their own 39-yard line. They switch balls.
Interestingly enough, they're throwing the Glenwood ball over to the Frutas side.
Wildcats,
ball boys.
Same formation as the Demons. That's shotgun. Quarterback throws, complete. Zachary Forrest, the quarterback. Yes, number 9, Zachary Griggs. Zach to Zach. Touchdown, just like that. Wildcats up 12-0.
61 yards. They've only had the ball in their hands twice, and that's resulted in touchdowns both times.
Again, the swinging gate. Now they shift, and a flag is thrown. Thought to Griggs. Kicker is Zach Twardowski. Twardowski, another Zach. Now, some personnel changes for the Monument. I think they're going to go for two conventional way. And guess what? They're going to give it to number 21, Devin Dance, 220-pounder. Well, maybe not. He's in the slot. Let's see what they do here.
And around.
QB's under center, Zach Thorpe. We keep it. They send the man in motion. It is an end around. Oh, nice tackle. Made by Michael Mills. Good job by Michael. Ended off to Cody Daniels, and he was dropped by Mills. 12-0, Fruita Monument, 6:57 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Stoker Stadium. Little Demons anything but stoked. They are stunned right now, trailing 12-0. We're not even halfway through the first quarter. Fruita Monument, 75-yard punt return, and a 61-yard touchdown pass. That
Fruita has run one play from scrimmage.
Yeah. Zach Thorpe is Zach Griggs.
We're not even halfway through this quarter.
2-point conversions have failed for Fruita Monument. The only concession for consolation for Glenwood. Again, Mills and Henry Hill deep to receive. Kick is high and short. Mills is going to take it at about the 12. Up the middle. Hit hard. Driven down at the 25.
Glenwood so far has run 2, 4, 6, 7 passes, 8 counting the sack, to 4 runs, and not really been too successful. They do have 1 first down passing. John Forrestall right now is 3 for 8 throwing the ball. One of those completions was good for a loss of 3 yards.
4 receiver set, 2 to either side. Forrestall back to throw on first down. Fires over the middle. Caught. Fagan's got it. Oh, Fagan's drilled as his helmet goes flying off. He was hammered.
Fagan
by Zachary. It is Griggs. Griggs came up and just drilled him. Fagan passed right back up to the turf.
But it is good for a first down.
That looked, I think, more dramatic than it really was because maybe his chin strap might not have been completely buckled. That was a heck of a hit, and good job by Fagan to get up. First and 10 Demons. They're on 45. Here comes the pressure. Pass is almost picked off. Intended for Michael Mills, defended there by Colby Dixon. Keep in mind, quite a few seniors. It's a big team. Then with Demon line, Logan Holmberg, left tackle. Michael Brunt in there at center. Demons have some good size. Second and 10. Forrestall pitches. Henry Hill breaks one tackle, breaks another across the 50, 45. Still on his feet. Gets down to the 40-yard line of the Fruita Monument Wildcats. First and 10 Demons. Good job by Henry Hill to break that tackle.
A couple of tackles actually spun out of another one.
The first one in the backfield.
Yep.
That was
moving the chains again. 20 yards on the pass to Fagan.
Again, Mind with bringing 4, 5, or 6 guys with pressure. Forrestall hands off up the middle. Mills stood up, knocked down, no gain. They have lost a yard. Yeah, he did lose a yard. Second down and 11.
It was a 15-yard gain on the option. Option left. Yeah, back to the.
Still showing why it's important to lift weights in the offseason. Winkler is wide left for. Second and 11. Forrestall fakes the handoff, rolls, pressured.
Look at it.
Jump pass caught by Cam Avery to the 30-yard line. And that is another Glenwood first down.
Great job by Forrestall. I mean, there are blue shirts in the backfield every play. Not quite enough for a first, I don't think. Or maybe it is. Yes, it is.
It is a first down.
Glenwood now has 4 first downs and none for Fruita, but that's a little deceptive.
Pressure's coming right up through the A-gaps. Right up the middle.
That was a pickup of 12, and a really excellent job by Forrestall to get that thing off.
Winkler and Tribble, Wide right. Slot right is Mills. Ball at the left hash mark. Forsythe hands off to Hill. And Hill is hard and driven down for a two-yard loss.
He's slow getting up, but he is up.
Braden Bear with the tackle.
Boy, no wonder.
It's 3-200.
They are coming with the pressure because Glenwood's running game, other than that one option play, is just really not there.
Second down and 12 for the Demons. 12-0 Fruita Monument at 5:10 to go here in the first quarter.
Not really able to keep the...
Press all left, right, throws, and the ball is caught by Tribble. Yes, they call it a catch. It did look like it was tipped.
Like it was going one place and then another. Nice job by Tribble to keep his eyes on it and make the grab.
Bill Moore, the coach for the game. Fruita Monument Wildcats.
Well, you know, on the program, they list the coach as, because Billy Moore is a friend of mine. I've known him a long time. Sean Mulvey. They list his
third down
coach.
At 7. Forsythe looks left, throws right. Ball's knocked down.
And a lot of traffic there.
Knocked down by Braden Bear. Wildcats. Dean's going to go for it here. Fourth down and 7. Converted on a 4th and 3 a few minutes ago. Bill to the left, Forsythe, about 2 yards behind him. Shot back to throw. Flag is thrown. Going deep for Cam Avery. Overthrows him. He goes against Glenwood. The lineman will decline.
They may not have the option. Depends on when it is. Flag was thrown, but yeah, they'll get the ball if they have the choice.
Wildcats lead 12-0. It's against Glenwood.
It may actually work to Glenwood's advantage, but let's see.
Procedure.
That's where he's flying.
Yep. So Cats will take over. First 10 on their own 26-yard line.
Glenwood has put together a drive of 2 first downs. It reached the 46, actually the 42, of Fruita the first time they had the ball. And this is the 3rd possession, and they reached the 26 this time with 3 first downs, but they have not been able to stop Fruita. And the Wildcats have had the ball, which has only been twice, and scored on both plays. The defense is going to have to do something here.
Brandon Kubik is wide right for the Monument. Quarterback is Zachary Thorpe. They've run one play, and it was a 61-yard touchdown pass from Thorpe to Griggs.
Yeah, a little dump pass, really, to the left sideline. Griggs just outran everyone.
12-0 Cats. Wearing black pants, almost looking like Coleridge. Same colors, black and blue. Shotgun formation.
With the silver as well.
Thorpe takes it, hands it off up the middle. Flag is thrown. It's probably going to be a hold. Vince Grasso, the ball carrier. We're about 3, and it's going to go against Fruita Monument for holding. Light starting to take effect here at Stoker Stadium. I did not know what to expect with the new arrangement sitting in the west stands, normally the visitor stands.
Should have known Stoker would have it together, though.
Yeah, we got a nice little awning over us, just in case of a little weather. There's room for 2 radio stations. So, it's a beautiful night. 12-0 Fruita Monument. 1st and 18. I'm sorry, 1st and 20. Anna up the right side to Grasso. He squirts forward across the 20 to the 22. It's going to bring a 2nd down. 2nd and 15 yards to go. Well, it doesn't get any easier for the Glenwood Demons. The league opener next week against the number 1 ranked Palisade Bulldogs. And they've just throttled their opponents. 3 receivers set for the Wildcats. 2 to the left. Going for the long count. Sends a man in motion.
Well, if they can survive this,
it's a keeper by the quarterback. Thorpe. Thorpe busts his way forward to a 1st down. Zach Thorpe. 5'10", 175 pound senior. They've got experience on this team. And the trail man, the pitch man, was the big fellow, 220 pound senior, Devin Dance.
Picked up a 16 for the quarterback.
3:35 to go in the first quarter, 12-0 Fruita Monument.
I was going to say, if the defense can survive this first quarter without giving up another score, we'll see.
Hand off left side to Devin Dance, and Dance finds his way forward for about 6 yards, second and four, at the 45-yard line of Fruita Monument. 12-0 Wildcats.
You know, that the defense can come along and grow a little bit in this game, you know, regardless of the outcome. You know, that might serve them well against Palisade. It's certainly a stiff test.
Yeah.
Pick up of seven in that play.
Two in the backfield behind Thorpe for Fruita Monument. Three receiver sets. Take the handoff. Thorpe's going to throw. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Could have been picked off. Avery was a little bit beyond that. Pass intended for Lane Stevens. Brings up third down and call it three.
Stevens got a hand on the ball, which tipped it way beyond the Glenwood defender. Big down here. They're going to hold him. They may go for it on fourth, but they probably won't.
Four receiver set. Single back behind Thorpe. Looks over the D. Takes a long count. Sends a man in motion. Rolling to his left, a pitch play, a shovel pass, got the first down, and more flag is thrown. The motion man got the shovel pass, Cody Daniels, that could be coming back. Play thrown right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be a break for the Demons. 12-0 Wildcats, 2:39 to go first quarter. Now's the time to get your home ready for the holidays with custom draperies, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered, and the Glenwood Demons covered. Ask about their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered, 945-4010, 945-4010. Penalty is against the Wildcats. It's a hold.
It's going to nullify a big gain of about 17 yards.
Third down, and...
Third
and 16, looks like, from your own 32-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Thorpe back to throw. No pressure. Fires over the middle. It's dropped. Wow. Good hit there put on by Boston Tribble. The pass was intended for number 83, Brandon Kubik.
And he had it, for a first down, but Tribble got maybe punched the ball loose or something. Excellent play.
He didn't give it up about 6 inches in height and hung in there and, put a good stick on him.
It's a well-thrown ball, and as you mentioned, no pressure at all.
It's a good job of the Demons' defense to hold him and get the ball back here. There's a snap, it's dropping a punter. He's pressured.
Nice job.
Good job to hold up there. And it takes a Fruita Monument bounce across the 40, and it'll be blown dead at the 31-yard line of Glenwood.
I think we've got to give some credit there to, I think it was Rigo Garcia. He was in there. The temptation when they don't get that kick away is to blast that punter.
Yeah.
And that would have been probably a penalty because you got to get a piece of the ball.
They held up there. That was a good job, Rigo. 2:09 to go first quarter, 12-0 Fruita Monument on two big plays. 35-yard punt return, 61-yard TD pass. Glenwood's moved the ball, though, pretty effectively.
And the defense showed a little resiliency on that particular play.
Keeper by Forsall stood up, driven back. Forward progress, looked at about 2 yards.
And that is just the element that is missing from this year's Demons. We're so used to them having a running quarterback, and Forstall, so far, has not shown the ability to...
Tends to run a little high, and he can
get to those holes or break tackles or whatever it takes to keep the defense honest.
Second and eight for the Demons at their own 33. Forstall takes the snap, takes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws, caught, first down, Demons, that is Austin Tribble, and he's shoved out of bounds. No, sorry, that's Henry Hill. No, Fagan, excuse me, far side. This should look like Tribble. Grant Fagan with a nice catch. He kind of had to turn around, get his bearings, and then turned it upfield. Good job by Grant to get the first down.
Glenwood,
and again, Forstall being pressured from behind.
In Fruita territory.
Ball at the 48 of Fruita, 12-0 Wildcats.
18-yard gain.
Low, fullback sets up to the right. Bushkoff turns, hands off to Hill. Hill breaks one tackle, slips another one, breaks out. Hill look out. Henry Hill on his feet, still going. He's out and close to a first down. Henry Hill
reaching out with the ball there.
Able to get out of the crowd and bust it out to the right side. It is a first down, Glenwood.
Now, if they can put a now, obviously they can score at the beginning of the third quarter, or second quarter, and it'll be just as good. But they put the ball in the end zone on this drive, and we got a football game all of a sudden. They've survived the early big punches thrown by the Wildcats.
All the Wildcats, 38-yard line, 12-0 Cats, minute 10 to go in the first. Hand off the Hill. Knocked down. Protects the football, dropped for a 2-yard loss. It'll bring us second and 12.
And that's really what has hurt Glenwood so far, as they get a first down and then they go backwards. Whether it's a sack or just a loss on a running play, they don't seem to be able to consistently gain yardage. Though they have rolled up 2, 4, 6 first downs so far this quarter.
Second and 12 from the Demons.
Just passing.
Back to throw is Forrestall. Fires. Knocked down. Somebody got a hand up there. I think it was number. Who are they high fiving?
Pass
knocked down, 55. 55, according to me. Or 65. Chris Cleaney. So, Braden Bear seemed like he was taking credit for it, too. Third down and 12 for the Demons. The tough situation here. Back to throw is Forrestall. Fires. Caught by Austin Tribble. Short of the first down. Four down the territory. Not.
It looked like maybe Forrestall was getting hit. Throw it through. The ball kind of wobbled, but it got there.
Fourth down and 2. Clock runs with 15 seconds here in the first quarter. Demons might let this run out. Yeah, Rocky's going to let the clock run out. So, after one quarter play, it is Glenwood trailing through the Monument, 12-0. The Demons going for it on 4th and 3 when we come back. The Stoker City Methodist on KMTS. Hand off to Hill. Spins. Still spinning. Still squirting loose. And he might have the first down on a 4th and 3 to start the second quarter. Henry Hill. Good piece of running there. Second effort. Did it get it? Nope. Through the Monument, stopped him just short. Nice second effort by Henry Hill, but not quite enough. 12-0 through the Monument as we start the second quarter here at Stoker Stadium. Team switch sides. Monument move.
Hill, that was his 10th carry. He's gained 29 yards.
Zach Thorpe, the quarterback, one of the captains. Two backs flanking him to either side. Long count. Hands off, up the middle. Flag is thrown. And is it? That is Devin Dance. And it's holding against Fruit of Monuments.
It's their third holding call.
Cracking up the yards. The Hankies.
Glenwood, only one penalty so far. It's an improvement.
Dark clouds out to the south of us, but we're still under clear skies in Grand Junction. We have a rifle tomorrow night as the Bears host the Olathe Pirates. Empty backfield for Thorpe. 5 receiver set. 1st and 20. It's a keeper up the middle by Thorpe. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. Fetterhoff comes up and ref hogties him. Brings it down at the 24-yard line. 12-0 Wildcats lead. Hopefully the lights will be installed and Stubler will be ready to go next Friday night from the Demon's Host Palisade. Double two backs flanking Thorpe. There's the snap. Keeper, he wants to pitch it. He's going to keep it up the middle. Gets across the 35. And he is close to another Fruit of Monument first down. That was on a 2nd and 15.
caught the ball at the 39, so
it is a first down.
Only the second first down of the game for Pruda, but obviously that's a misleading stat.
10:41 to go in the half. 12-0 Wildcats. Single back to the left of Thorpe. Three receivers triangle to the right. Thorpe, quick throw, a little hitch pass. High pass taken by Dance. Dance looking for yardage and coming up to make the tackle, Michael Mills, one of the surest tacklers on the Stevens team.
Well, after the first two plays, you're wondering if Gunn was going to be able to tackle anybody on this team, but they've certainly improved that.
It's a gain of 3, second down and 7 for the Wildcats. Two receivers to the left. Ball the right hash mark. Thorpe with a long count again. Takes a snap. Hands off up the middle. It's Devin Dance, 220-pound senior. Starts things off with the Wildcats with a 75-yard punt return. With a touchdown. He gets the first down for the Cats right near midfield. Thinking in the tackle. This is a spread for Fruit of Monument, but they'd have, it's not a hurry-up offense. They'll huddle up. Well, the two backs there. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff. Pitches right side. Off the running room. The races, and it's going to be a touchdown. Fruit of Monument. Number 2, it's Grasso. Grasso playing fullback. They fake the handoff up the middle. Grasso took the pitch, broke two tackles up the right sideline, and he was off to the races.
51 yards and another huge touchdown play. One was pursuit angles are not deep enough or they're just not fast enough to catch these guys.
And Wildcats shift to attempt the extra point. Zach Twardowski. Snap, placement, kick is up. It's good.
So that was their kickoff man, right?
Yep, Twardowski. So it's 9:22 to go in the first half. It is through the Monument 19, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. The Glenwood Demons trailing Fruit of Monument now 19-0 with 9:22 to go in the first half. 51-yard touchdown run by Vince Grasso, 5'7", 165-pound junior. Little pitch play over the right side, found some blockers, broke a couple tackles, and it's adios. Keep the receiver for Glenwood, Henry Hill, and Michael Mills. Twardowski with the kickoff. This one's high. This one's fairly deep, taken at the 7-yard line by Mills. Mills is stood up and driven to the turf. I mean, that was a wrestling takedown. Michael Mills, I think he jumped up a little bit. Made it look more dramatic. Sure gave the Fruit of Monument fans a thrill. And Mills was, looked like Rudy from Notre Dame being lifted up, carried off the field, and driven to the turf. Still a gutsy run back by Mills. He's not shy. He'll take it up the middle. 19-0, Fruit of Monument. 9:15 left in the half. Forsall, quarterback for the Glenwood Demons, takes a low snap, throws, caught by Tribble. Tribble tries to turn it upfield, and he's hogtied, tackled around the neck. That was a crappy tackle. Pardon me. That was horrible.
Should have been a flag.
Yes, you can't tackle up around the neck.
And that was
Cody Daniels.
Daniels, captain. He's limping a little bit after that.
Oh, that was just horrendous. That's neck injury time. Second and 9 to the Demons. Hand off to Hill. tripped up, and a flag is thrown. He tripped over one of his linemen. Colin Page was driven back into the backfield, and that's what the flag is all about. Personal foul, face mask against Rudimonti. Oh, I would call that a football makeup call, indeed.
Is it a personal foul, like
15-yarder?
Yes. It is. It's like they saw it on the last play and just didn't get the flag out in time or something.
The old forearm across. Right forearm across the left forearm indicates personal foul. So first and 15, Demons. Three linemen have been penalized a lot tonight. Three receivers triangle to the left of the Demons. Forced all pump fake, throw it downfield, and he overthrows, intended for Michael Mills. Boy, just pull that back a little bit, and you got a touchdown. Mills was beyond the coverage. Second and 10, Demons. 19-0 Fruit of Monument. Just big plays given up by Glenwood. No huddle for Glenwood. Just get the signal from the sidelines. Again, triangle formation to the left. Single back of Hill behind Forrestall. Takes the snap. Going to throw a little hitch pass in the backfield. This is a live ball. And Mills has to fall on it, and a big loss of about 15. Oh, they're bringing the ball back. Oh, that ball. That ball was definitely thrown backwards.
Lucky break for Glenwood.
Yeah, that's a blown call there.
Well, the fans here are upset, and they have
just rightfully so. Yeah. That's like a pitch. Third down and 10 for the Demons. And offside now calling against Glenwood.
It's like these officials are one play behind.
Yeah.
Seeing everything in slow motion. Throwing the flag a little late.
Procedure against Glenwood, 5 yards. 8:15 to go in the half, 19-0 through the Monument. Third and 15. Hill right behind Forrestall in the shotgun. Forrestall takes the handoff, has plenty of time to throw. Guns one, overthrows Cam Avery. And the Demons have to punt it away. Defending there for Fruit of Monument, Aiden Woomer. Hill on to punt it away for the Demons. And big fella, 220-pound senior, Devin Dance. 75-yard punt return to start things off for the Wildcats. 19-0 Cats lead. Good snap to Hill, gets the punt away, a little knuckleball. Dance takes it, plenty of room. Makes one move, makes another. Now he's drilled and knocked to the turf by Rigo Garcia. Said, you burned us in the first time, not this time. 19-0 Cats lead, 8 minutes to go, first half. Lights up the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come to Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports the Glenwood Demons.
Speaking of lighting, we could use a little bit over here.
Yeah.
Getting a little dim. Our cover, which is very nice, is also blocking the light.
And out to Devin Dance. Devin Dance dancing his way to a first down for the Wildcats across the 40 to the 41. Took it up the middle. Busted out to the right, and it is a first down. DA announcer a little presumptuous, saying, gain of 9, 2nd and 1. First down. Oh, really?
Playing by different rules.
Yeah. At least we don't have to hear the droning, first and 10. That was good. Single back behind Thorpe. He was showing pressure up the middle.
Wow.
See if they blitz.
Thinking Nick's here down there.
Well, handoff. Quick handoff. There goes Mr. Grasso. And Grasso into Demon territory to the 39.
Wasn't impressed with his first two runs, but his last two have been great.
Vince Grasso.
It was Mills who got a hand on him. about 5 yards back and caused him to trip and fall. Otherwise, he's gone again.
Brew Mine at 0-2, but lost to two big schools in the front range, Broomfield and Cherokee Trail.
20-yard run by Grosso. Picked up 71 yards here and two carries this quarter.
Thorpe takes a handoff, pitches to Devin Dance. Devin Dance hit by Mills. And Garrett Lowe in there to finish him off. You look down this Glenwood roster, and a lot of sophomores and juniors. So it's a young team, but Coach Rocky Whitworth would say that's no excuse. I get players in there to get experience. They know what to do. They need to execute. But for the monument, just a little bit bigger up front. Devin Dance in motion.
Option.
Shovel pass to Devin Dance, and a flag is thrown, coming back. Pretty monument's got some big boys up front. We mentioned the captain, Cameron Brown. Only 4'3", 310, but he's a little chunky. And Josh Johnson, 6'1", 295. A lot of beef, but not a lot of quickness. That's where the Demons have the advantage. Gets Frutamani, but holding. Going to bring up second down and 16. I think it's second and 15. Well, at the Glenwood 44-yard line. Single back to the right of Thorpe. The receivers to the left. Thorpe makes the throw, fires, completes. Not tackled immediately by Austin Tribble. Lane Stevens, the receiver.
I don't have a 24 fruited to you.
Yeah, Lane Stevens. Go fish. I've got any threes. Third down and 8 for the Wildcats. They lead 19-0.
I think the Demons need sixes.
Yeah.
Actually, they need to stop here.
Hold the left hash mark. Thorpe fakes the pass, hands off a delayed handoff, got a first down. Vince Grasso is so quick to hit that hole. Man. And he's short, and he can hide behind those big linemen, 5'7", 165.
That's another Wildcat. First down.
Grasso is rolling up the yardage this quarter. 51 yards on his first carry, 20 on second one on 11 this time.
Carries up to the Glenwood 26-yard line.
So 82 yards, he gained 4 yards on one carry in the first quarter.
19-0 Cats lead. 5:20 to go, first half. Thorpe with two backs. Delayed handoff, right side to Grasso again. Carries to the 20-yard line of Glenwood. He's going to bring a second down and 5. Second down and 4.
Fruta has carried the ball 9 times this quarter. 6 of them have either gone for first downs or touchdowns. So they are very productive running the football, but not doing a good job of stopping them.
And Stevens wide right. Slot right is Twardowski. Start the clock. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Second and 4. Wildcats, they lead 19-0.
First quarter, Glenwood did fairly well, holding them at least on the run.
And off left side, here comes Devin Dance. He's hit hard and brought down, short of the first down. Tackle made by Brandon Simmental.
And a good job that time by the defense to string that play out. They had nice help. Good to blow to the ball.
Simmental, 6 foot, 240-pound senior. Good job fighting off the block. Brings up a 3rd and 3. Ball to 18 of Glenwood. Left hash mark. Single back is Grasso. To the right of Thorpe. Devin Dance in motion. Hand off to Grasso. No, it's a pitch to Devin Dance. Breaks one tackle. Keeps still dancing. Across the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Put him on the
ground. Everybody can do it.
Devin Dance with his second touchdown of the night. First one from the line of scrimmage. And the route is on.
Called that from the 18.
Yep.
Okay. Ouch.
Podowski on to attempt the extra point. They're getting that swinging gate. Are they going to go for two? Try and pitch it to... No, they're going to shift. I don't know why. Teams waste time with this nonsense. It's a line up and go. Snap, placement. Kick is low and to the left. It is good. Just made it over the crossbar. So with 3:53 to go in the first half, it is now Fruit of Monument 26. Glenwood, zip. Game DS. Back is to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor. Glenwood Demons digging themselves a hole. They trail the Fruit of Monument Wildcats 26-0. Fortunately, this is a non-league game. 3:53 to go in the first half. Devin Dance with an 18-yard touchdown run. PAT was good. Two touchdowns on the night for Dance. Kowalski with the kickoff. Low kick, wobbly kick, and Mel's going to watch this go into the end zone. Touchback. Just barely.
Yeah, nearly went out of bounds, which would, of course, give them with the ball at the 35. Instead, they get it at 20. It was an 8-play drive. It covered 69 yards. Previous drive for Fruta was 6 plays, 71 yards. So the first quarter they struck quickly. Second quarter they've sustained pretty good drives. Doesn't seem to matter.
Of course, all back to throw. As time fires. Intercepted by number 25, Cody Daniels. Daniels just waiting in the weeds. Forsall. That ball's going right for Austin Tribble, and Daniels stepped in front of him and took it to the house. Wow. This is...
Yeah, they've tried that play a couple of times, the Tribble, actually three times. And that one just looked like Daniels just knew it was coming.
A pick six for Fruit of Monument.
20 yards? Is it beyond the line of scrimmage?
Yeah. Let's get on to the extra point. Kick is up, and this one wins it by plenty. Under the track. With 3:47 to go in the first half, it is now Fruity Monument 33. Glenwood, nothing. It's KMPS. Back to Stoker Stadium. Here at Grand Junction, it is a slaughter here in the first half. 3:47 to go in the first half. 33-0, Fruity Monument.
Glenwood, which had so many running clock games just a few years ago, maybe on the receiving end of one of those.
So that's good. High, deep kick. Bell's going back. Oh, into the end zone.
He's running it out?
No. That's a good end zone. It's a touchdown. So Cody Daniels with a 20-yard interception return for a touchdown. First play from scrimmage on that drive from the Glenwood Demons and Forstall. Going for Austin Tribble. Daniels hanging out there, read it perfectly.
The last week was what, 42-0?
Yep.
So, six quarters approximately? It's 75-0.
Forced all throws, incomplete, intended for Hill. A little too tall there for Henry. That was Fagan.
Can't really... blame Forrestall for pulling the trigger quick because those blue shirts are in the backfield nearly every play.
Yeah, lines just get blown off the ball. Second and 10. Here comes pressure. Forrestall throws. Almost picked off again.
That was another.
That one was six. That was Michael Mills, intended receiver. Another, close to being another pick six there.
Glenwood has just abandoned any idea of a running game. They've carried the ball once this quarter for 1 yard, but it's really hurt the passing game. Forrestall is 1 for 10.
Forrestall, delayed handoff to Henry Hill. Henry Hill breaks one tackle, gets across the 30. It's a first down. Good call by Glenwood. Reminding him of playing pass all the way. Carried up to the 31-yard line. 3:33 to go first half. 33 zip through the monument. And Fagan comes in to the near side.
But a draw play. I mean, it goes down as a run, but basically faking the pass.
Forsall back to throw. Fires over the middle. Caught. About a 5-yard gain by Austin Tribble.
Tribble seems to have his hands get better as the game goes. That was a tough catch.
Making a 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6. We'll mark it at the 35-yard line of Glenwood. We'll approach the 3-minute mark. He was looking for something positive here to go in the locker room with. Forsall back to throw. No pressure. Throws incomplete. Intended for Cam Avery. Ball tipped by Aiden Loomer.
Clock has a little something to do. The clock and the score will end up just going to the air.
Third down, 6 with Evans. We're on 35. Forsall will throw again. Pressure on the outside. Steps up, fires complete to Tribble. He's got the first down. Tribble knocked down from behind, but he gets across the 45 to the 47-yard line.
One thing that is helping the passing game here is that Fruta is back in the prevent defense, basically, and they're laying, they're leaving.
They mark it at the 48.
A lot of room underneath. That's a gain of 13.
Built to the left of Forrestall, 1st and 10, Demons. John rolls to his left, sets up and throws downfield, going for it all. Two defensive backs there defending, and they knock it away. Pass was intended for Tribble.
Great throws, right on the money, but
John's showing that arm strength.
But it was also up in the air a long time, allowed the defender to stay right with Tribble. He was basically inside his shirt, just swatted the ball away.
Threw that thing about 50 yards. Brings up 2nd and 10, 33-0 for the Monument.
And he was rolling left, although he did get a chance to set his feet.
John Forrestall takes the snap, back to throw, fires, caught, a slant pattern. And that was Tribble again. Gain of 6, 2nd down and 4.
Should be 3rd down, right?
Yeah, so 3rd down and 6. We're in the 2-minute mark here.
Fruit of territory again.
Glenwood has moved the ball effectively tonight. A lot of first downs. Forsall to throw again on 3rd down. Put up the right sideline, and he throws it away. Tribble was held up there, bumped well beyond the line of scrimmage by Aiden Loomer. But since it's out of bounds, I guess not a catchable ball. So 4th down and 4. We're still looking at the sideline for the play. But it goes to hand signals. They don't go to a huddle. Under 2 minutes here in the first half, 33-0 Fruita Monument. The 4th down conversion attempt by Glenwood. Forrestall throws out of the backfield. Mills got smacked by Woomer.
Somebody got a little piece of that one, I think, as it was coming out of.
And now Fruita Monument with a chance to put some more on the scoreboard. They lead 33-0 with a minute 49 to go here in the first half. And the Wildcats will have it at their own 46.
Obviously within striking distance, given their 61-yard, 51-yard, 75-yard touchdowns this half.
Thorpe at quarterback, Brasso to the left, the backfield. Good snap. A pitch play to Devin Dance. Dance dancing around. He stood up and driven back to the turf, but a flag is thrown. Three Demons get on the tackle. There.
That's too bad. I was trying to pick the number off.
First, it's a hold against Fruita Monument.
Okay. Still trying to pick off the number here.
Devin Dance, Mills.
14. I'm having trouble reading Glenwood's numbers here. No, Forrestall wouldn't be playing defense.
No. 64?
Right here. Jesus. 24?
Salinas?
Something or other 4, but anyway, he did a great job of fighting off the block and making the tackle.
1st and 20. Rudy Monument. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Now Devin Dance sets up to the left in the slot. Thorpe back to throw. Looking downfield, he's got a man over. He's going to run it. And coming up to make the tackle, there's Rigo Garcia, and then Salinas finishes him off. Good job by Rigo to step up. Slow him down enough for Salinas to come in and smack him.
Still, tell me what number that is. That's Dan Miller. That's who it is, right? 44. That's who made the best play.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I could not read the first number. Made a good play on the previous play from scrimmage.
45 seconds left in the half. Second down and 16 for the Wildcats. Three receivers to the right.
Better watch them. Could be airing it out.
Thorpe is going to throw a little hitch pass to Devin Dance, who breaks Rigo Garcia's tackle. Dance gets across the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down and 9 as he got up to the 47. And Fruit of Monument calls timeout. We'll take a break. 20 seconds left in the half. 33-0 Fruit of Monument. This is KMTS. Back to Stoker Stadium here in Grand Junction on this beautiful Thursday night. That's so pretty for the Glenwood Demons. They trail 33-0 for the Fruit of Monument Wildcats with 20 seconds to go in the first half. We'll recap the scoring in a few minutes, but it's been all Cats. The Demons haven't put any points on the board down. 6 quarters. Just about. With 20 seconds left here in this one. Third down and 9 for the Cats. Grasso to the right of Thorpe. Two receivers to the left. Thorpe makes the throw. A little slant pattern over the middle, and no one there looking for the ball. I think it was Devin Dance. He was the nearest receiver. Pretty well defended by the Demons.
Be interesting to see if they punt. Looks like they're going to.
Yep.
17 seconds left. Glenwood might have a chance to run one play. My guess is they'll kneel down and try to regroup and see if they can do something positive in the second half.
Lane Stevens will punt. Michael Mills deep to receive. Here is own 20.
So first punt by... No, second punt. I forget.
High snap. Stevens gets it away, almost blocked. Mills, it bounced off his chest, and the flag is thrown. I think it was interference.
Oh, could be, yep.
Didn't give him that little cushion that someone receiving the punt is supposed to get. It's like a 3-yard little bubble. And it's against Fruit of Monument. Boy, they have been penalized a lot in this first half.
Not that it's hurt them.
No. Ten seconds left here in the first half. 33-0 Cats. 15-yard penalty, first man for the defense. I got a guess here that could be a handoff to Henry Hill just to play it safe. First and 10, we're on 38-yard line. Forrestall, hands off the hill. He's got some running room. Cuts it up. Slowed down. They stand him up, and he gains about 4, and that's going to do it for the first half. Not a pretty run of ball for the Demons, and a lot to cheer about if you're a Fruit of Monument fan. Wildcats looking for their first win of the season, and they're well on their way. They lead 33-0 at half. Over Glenwood, this is KMTS. And welcome back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction. Ron Milhorn and Jack Chabor on this beautiful Thursday night. The Glenwood Demons trailing the Fruit of Monument Wildcats after one half a play. Brace yourselves if you haven't heard. 33-0. So 6 quarters, the Demons have been shut out. It started. Glenwood started the game promising fashion, getting the ball first. They got the kickoff and had a pretty good opening drive. Had to punt it away after a penalty and a sack. Got near midfield, punted the ball away. And Devin Dance, 220-pound senior, took it at the 25 and up the gut, and off he went to the races. 75-yard touchdown return by Devin Dance. Two-point conversion failed. It was 6-0. 1 minute later, Fruita Monuments got the ball. Their first play from offense, from a scrimmage. One play all they needed. 61 yards, a touchdown pass from Zach Thorpe to Zach Griggs. Two-point conversion attempt failed. It was 12-0 Fruita Monument at the 6:57 mark in the first quarter. Then the Wildcats put together a six-play, 71-yard drive in the second quarter. At the 9:22 mark, it was Vince Grasso, 51-yard touchdown run. Wardowski's PAT was good, 19-0 Fruita Monument. 3:53 mark in the second quarter, Fruita Monument capped off an eight-play, 59-yard drive with an 18-yard run by Devin Gass. PAT was good, 26-0. Fruita Monument kicks off. Glenwood gets the ball. First play from scrimmage from the 20. John Forrestall throws it to Austin Tribble, and Cody Daniels waiting in the weeds, picks it off, and it's a pick six. PAT was good. 33-0 Fruita Monument, and that's where we stand. And Glenwood, again, this is a non-conference game against a much bigger school, and Demons not as big in terms of numbers or in the size of the players. Again, this, you know, it's going to be a tough lesson, but they're going to face another big team in a conference foe in Palisade next week at home. So hopefully they can learn from this and see what they can do and what kind of character they have as a team in the second half. They can put together a couple of drives and put some points on the board, get rid of that goose egg, because this is a tough pill to swallow for the last six quarters. It's 33-0 our score.
Yeah, scrambling for positives, but one of them is, you mentioned it already, the ability to get some first downs, and they actually have 9-5 advantage over Fruita in that department. Of course, Fruita's big plays pretty much negated that advantage, and of course, the Wildcats have put together a couple of long drives of about 70 yards apiece, so nothing real positive for Glenwood on the defensive side. Offensively, John Forrestall not having a bad game, but he's had to throw an awful lot. I mean, if he keeps going at this pace, he'll have 56 attempts for this game. He's 12 of 28 right now with one pick for 102 yards. That's an awful lot of throws. The running game, they've carried 13 times for 47 yards out of the Demons. Henry Hill has 12 of those carries for 45 of those yards. They've just not been able to, partially because of the scoreboard, but I don't know, it's just an idea. They just don't seem to have the confidence that they can run the ball too well, although, you know, Hill's averaging almost 4 yards of carries. He's broken a couple of plays, but offensively, as you mentioned, Glenwood's got to do something a little different. I don't know, you know, they're throwing the ball a lot. They're trying to get Hill on track, but really Glenwood's kind of a two-dimensional team. Forrestall dropping back and throwing. He hasn't been able to run, and so it's, you know, key on Henry Hill, you know, keep somebody home for the screen pass or the draw play and that sort of thing. And it's not too hard to stop what Glenwood's doing offensively, although they've been able to get some passes underneath and you know, get some first downs. They've also been helped by a lot of penalties against Fruita. Fruita has 8 penalties for 80 yards. Glenwood, surprisingly, given their past history, just 2 flags for 10 yards. So a good job on that front. As far as Fruita goes offensively, they've carried the ball 15 times for 178 yards on the ground. Most of that Grasso, although, Devin Dance also has kicked in. He's been their big ball carrier. Well, let's put it this way. He's been their big yardage gainer. He's especially with that 75-yard punt return. But Grasso's carried 5 times for 92 yards, 80 of those coming in that second quarter. He scored a touchdown. Devin Dance, 6 carries for 46 yards. Quarterback Thorpe, 5 carries for 40 yards. So they've been able to run the ball pretty effectively. Thorpe hasn't had to throw it much, but he did get the 161-yard touchdown pass to Zach Griggs. And that's most of his yardage. He's 4 for 7 for 78 yards. So the yardage beginning to mount up. 256 yards for for Furtive Monument at half total yards, and for Glenwood about 150. And then, of course, Glenwood also minus 12 on a sack, so that would come off the yardage as well. Glenwood's always been good at making adjustments at half, so we'll see if they're able to do something that makes them a little more effective offensively and slows down the many things that Purdue has been able to do well. We talked about it before the game, not on the air, but just coming down here, how the Montrose game for us has been kind of a litmus test for Glenwood. You know, Montrose is a powerhouse team, and Glenwood's been able to hold their own, even last year, 0-0 going into the last minute of the game without their starting quarterback. And that gave us some indication that Glenwood was at least defensively going to be able to be a tough team.
But it's tough to fill the shoes of two outstanding linebackers, both all-conference, one all-state, and Nick Ciani and Chad Montevere, who were all over the field.
Yeah.
You know, Ciani had 13, 14 tackles a game. You know, a lot of times they'd get a pick six. I mean, they were just two of the most active and physical linebackers in the state.
Yeah, they're missing that for sure.
Yeah. But, growing pains. Fruit of Miami last year, they were 4-6. They lost their first four games, the Broomfield, Cherokee Trail. Glenwood beat them at Stubler. Lost to Regis Jesuit. You're Fruit of Miami, but you're almost to the Utah state line, and you got to travel all over the state, a lot of front range games. Then they came back and beat Grand Junction Central, beat Durango, beat Loveland here at home, lost to Grand Junction, beat Montrose, and squeaked into the playoffs, lost to Chaparral of Parker in the first round of the playoffs. And that's kind of where they just started to turn the corner, and you can see the development of the maturity of this Fruit of Monument team.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned that Bill Moore was the coach. Well, Max Preps lists Billy as the coach still, and I coached a lot of baseball with Billy when he used to live in the rifle area.
I remember saying that last year, yeah.
And his dad, Roy Moore, who's the transportation director for RE2 for years, and the elementary in Silt was named after Roy until they removed it.
Well, they tore it down. It's no longer there.
And, well, yeah.
Yeah.
The elementary there.
And Cactus Valley.
And I feel like that is kind of a slight. You name a school after somebody, you ought to keep it, but that's another story. But anyway, listed in the program.
Sounds like a letter to the editor.
Sean Mulvey is listed as the head coach for Fruita, and I don't know how long that's been. Bill had coached here for quite some
time. But Moore was, I think Moore was here last year.
Well, I think so, because Max Preps still is head coach. But I would think that the Fruita program would be correct.
Yeah.
So, maybe this is Don Mulvey's first year.
Fruita Monument, well on their way to their first win of the season. And it looks like a repeat of last year's schedule. Regis Jesuit, Central, Durango, Loveland, Grand Junction, and Montrose. Glenwood, as we mentioned, will open up the league portion of the season next week against Palisade, Stubler, and then they welcome Battle Mountain to Stubler, and Battle Mountain is a team to be reckoned with. They are rolling up the points. A lot of experience, enthusiasm, something we haven't seen in the Vail Valley in a long, long time.
Now the Huskies have outscored their opponents 88-6.
Yeah.
Their two wins.
Yeah.
Wow, that's more points than Palisades put on the board. And Palisades given up 47 in their two wins.
And that's back-to-back home games for Glenwood, Palisade, and then Battle Mountain. That's going to be a tough one. So Glenwood travels to Craig on October 7th, take on Moffitt County. Another tough ball game. Steamboat Springs, here's a program that's really fallen on hard times. After going to the state championship and losing to Valor Christian, the creative title game in 2009, they didn't win a game last year, and they haven't won a game this year.
Well, that team, was, remember, was built on about four seniors.
Yeah. Ender and
receiver Jack, I can't recall his last name.
And, yeah.
A couple of, they had about four really top-notch athletes, and every time one of them touched the ball, they could score almost. But,
I didn't get to talk to Austin Hitter, but I saw him at the sidelines for Cal. He's holding a clipboard and signaling in plays.
Well, that's what you would expect in a D1 program.
Yeah. Hasn't put on any weight, still a string bean, but we'll see.
He certainly has the tools, and he can make the throws. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, you know, that's a name we hear in the NFL draft or something.
Yeah. After Moffitt County, okay, SEMO Springs on the 14th at home. And Glenwood travels to Gypsum for a game with Eagle Valley. That might be a winnable game. Delta comes to Glenwood October 28th. Panthers will be tough. Got to see Delta against Aspen on the 26th of August. Wasn't that impressed with Delta. And then Glenwood finishes out the regular season at Rifle on November 4th.
And Rifle, this looks good.
Oh, I'll tell you.
They haven't played a tough opening schedule. They've played down.
Well, that was tough on tomorrow night. We'll be there at Bear Stadium as the defending 2A state champion Olathe Pirates come to town. And those corn-fed boys know how to play some ball.
Right. Well, and Glenwood has been playing up. Rifle has been playing down.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to take that. But still, Rifle looks impressive. Looks like they can run football.
Yeah, Ryan Muller, a junior this year, and he's...
Kittle as well. He's a touchdown.
Yeah. He scored the winning touchdown for Rifle last week. Game we had to bail on. Sorry, folks. We opted to do the Coleridge Rifle game, and no room in the press box. And it was raining cats and dogs and lightning and thunder. We held out as long as we could, and Jack was holding up two umbrellas over me while I...
When they said it was going to be another 45 minutes before the teams took the field again, we decided,
yeah,
enough of this.
Jack was holding two big umbrellas over me while I frantically packed things away in the bag to prevent our equipment from getting soaked, so we apologize. But
it did feel a little funny not being at a Glenwood game for the first time in, what, a dozen years?
Yeah.
Kind of felt strange. When Glenwood saw the score, we thought, well, we didn't miss a lot, but still, you know, you missed a little developing things.
Glenwood played at Carbondale Middle School, and we would have had to climb up that submarine-like ladder up to that rickety press box. And I've been up in that thing a few times, but I'm not real sure of myself. So. Anyway, we're back on track, and hopefully the Demons can get something going in the second half. They trail 33-0 with 2 minutes remaining in the warm-up period here. We're getting ready for the second half in just a few moments. Keep it tuned to KMPS. And we're back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction as we get ready to start the second half. The Glenwood Demons big mountain decline. They trail the Fruit of Monument Wildcats 33-0. Demons will kick off to the Wildcats to start the second half.
You know, this might be the only chance I have to tell a little Bill Moore story. I know he's not coaching here at Fruit anymore, but I coached with him on a summer Babe Ruth League team, and we actually won the Colorado State Championship that year and wound up flying to South Dakota, to Roger Maris' hometown, for the regionals. But the thing that impressed me the most was the way Billy handled the scheduling. We went to state, and there's a lot of sitting around when you go to state. And so one morning, it was Sunday, and there were no games until the afternoon. And so some of us went to church, but for those that didn't, he scheduled a tour of the Greyhound bus station just so kids would be sitting around in their rooms eating Doritos and watching TV and luggage in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Sure enough, we won the state championship.
Nice.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, that's a prepared coach.
Yep.
Just knowing that you don't want those kids sitting around. And Glenwood gets to kick off.
We have Pretorius, the kicker for Glenwood. Kubik and Griggs, deep receive, taken by Griggs at the 12. Across the 15-20 at the left side, 25-30. Finds the blocker and carries it to the 40-yard line. Nice job by Griggs to follow his blockers. Ian Pretorius, we called his number quite a bit in the win over Basalt in week one.
Yeah, he kicked 3 of 4 extra points.
1st and 10, Wildcats to start the second half. Quarterback is Zach Thorpe.
Let's see if they run the ball. They did that fairly effectively in the first half.
Yep, they're going to run it. It's for Grasso. He's bottled up. Garrett Lowe in on the tackle.
I think the look for here is defensive adjustments by Glenwood. Something that this coaching staff, which hasn't changed much, has been very, very adept at doing in the past year.
Gain of 2, 2nd and 8 for the Wildcats for their own 42. Grasso again, left Thorpe, three receivers to the right. Dance in motion, hand off to Grasso. Follows Dance, ooh, coming up to make the tackle is Dan Miller. And also in there was Michael Frank.
So far, so good.
Front of the line holding their own there. Gain of a yard, third down and seven. The Wildcats, 33-0 Cats lead. Second half just underway here.
Okay, they've run the option fairly well. Favorite receiver, really, has been Dance out of the backfield.
Wide right is Colby Dixon. Two backs, either side of Thorpe. Takes a snap, back to throw. Fires, caught, first down. Pass caught by Brandon Kubik. Into Demon territory, and they mark it at the 45-yard line. Make it the 44.
First time we've seen that number called today. Almost the Plymouth
yep.
Would be the 13th.
First and 10 Wildcats, 33-0 for DeMondo with the lead. Dance goes in motion. And off fake to Grasso. Pitch to Dance. Dance has some running room. Dance tripped up. He was put his eyes set on that end zone. And he had to make the tackle was Michael Mills.
Dance was set up in the slot position, and so he basically ran an end around where he was the option pitch man. So we're seeing some new wrinkles out of Fruit of Monument, things we haven't seen.
For the first down for Fruit of Monument.
So they're the ones making adjustments so far, even though they're ahead by 33. Indeed, 12 on that running play.
Dance and Grasso flanking Thorpe. The backfield, hand off to Grasso up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, stood up, still running, he's off his flag, he's thrown two flags to throw, Grasso takes it to the end zone, but it's coming back.
Would have been a 34-yard TD.
Boy, he is quick, like a pinball, just bouncing off tacklers.
Which is penalized 8 times for 80 yards in the first half.
No, it's a touchdown. It's a game of Glenwood.
Okay, never mind.
Well,
34-yard TD.
Man. Well, they make the extra point. It'll be a running clock.
Touchdown, Wildcats!
Lasky. Lining up for the extra points. A shift in the swinging gates.
I used to do that every once in a while at junior high. I'd run the swinging gate.
Kick is up. It is good. It's 40-0, and we put on the running clock. 9:50 left in the third quarter. 40-0. Palisade. Fruit of the Monument. We've got a bit more for this on KMTS. Well, in their opening drive of the second half, the Fruit of Monument Wildcats take it down the field, and Grasso, a 34-yard touchdown run, caps it off. The PAT was good. That means we have a running clock. 40-0 Wildcats.
5 plays, 60 yards. Took them about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go that 60 yards, and we will not be able to tell you how long any more drives last. Now, if Glenwood scores, do they stop the running clock?
I don't know. Good question. We encountered the running clock in 2008, Glenwood's championship year, several times. It was Glenwood's favorite. Low kick. Pumped up by Henry Hill at the 9. Hill up the right side. And again, a stinking hog-tie tackle. Give me a break, will you, boys?
He goes out of bounds.
Learned a stinking tackle.
The referee, you know, just out of habit, signals for the clock to stop.
You cannot hog-tie. And that time he had him up around the neck.
And they certainly aren't.
Christmas. T.L. Flowers guilty of the hog tie, but no penalty. That gets my dander up because you're endangering players. That's why they have that rule. Pete's sake. Shame on the referees for not calling that. Back to throw is forced all over the middle, complete to Cam Avery. And Avery, again, tackled high. What is with, boy? I got to put this at the feet of the Fruit of Monument defensive coaches. I mean, they've been wrestling steers for crying out loud. Second down and three. In a seven. Empty backfield for Forrestall. Hands off the hill. Finds a little running room. And he quickly, that hole closes at five. Fruitamani with tacklers.
Well, they're hoping to catch them unawares because they've been throwing so much. It did not work that time. And Hill may have lost the yard.
Actually, no gain. So third down and three. Running clock here. 7 minutes left in the third. Hill behind Forrestall in the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. Hand off Hill. He fumbles the handoff. Fell on it. Fell forward. Fourth down. Lost a yard. And the Demons will punt it away. Well, the last game and a half now. It's been 82 to nothing. Glenwood's opponents. Not scoring Glenwood. He'll back the punt. Good snap. Comes the pressure. He got bumped. Knuckleball. No spin at all. Takes a Fruit of Monument bounce. Now goes sideways. And it's down near midfield. We'll blow it down to 47, Fruit of Monument. Wildcats lead 40 to nothing. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the running clock.
Yeah, this quarter's going to be over lickety-split. We ought to play these sometimes on the seventh-grade football games in middle school when there were no lights. And, boy, it didn't take long.
So it's minutes to run off. If Fruit of Monument starts throwing the ball, I will lose all respect. It's Rocky Whitworth always showing class to his opponents.
It's a 22-yard punt. Hill is not getting much away.
Four receiver set. Dance in motion. Hand off the grass up the middle. See ya. 45-40. 35-30. Taking the end of the touchdown. Good. Great.
53 yards. Grasso's carried the ball his last two times. 24-yard touchdown, 53-yard touchdown. And he had a long one in the first half.
That was at about 5-10.
Oh, when he got in the end zone?
Yeah.
Okay. So it took him a whole minute to run that 50 yards.
Holy smokes. Podowski had to attempt extra points.
Running off a little more clock here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay. Taking about a minute and a half just to set up.
That placement kick is up.
There's good.
And with 4:17 to go in the ball, in the third quarter, it's 47 to nothing through the Monument. And we'll be back with more to this on KMPS. Back to Stoker Stadium here in Grand Junction. Running clock, 3:28 and ticking, 47 to nothing for the Monument, leading the Glenwood Demons. The defending Western Slope champs, the runner-up in the state last year. Not even a close resemblance to last year's team. Kickoff taken at the 5 by Mills. Running hard, Mills, he just hammered. My goodness gracious, Michael Mills.
He's a tough guy.
He is tough as nails.
He can dish it out, and he's showing he can take it as well.
Boy, he got his bell rung there. Have mercy. Running full speed, all of a sudden he just got cut down.
And popped right up.
Got a lot of big hits tonight. This third quarter's going to be over with here.
Yeah, about two plays.
Quickly. And Lundeen in the quarterback for the Glenwood Demons. Travis Lundeen takes the snap, hands it off to Henry Hill, and Hill for a gain of about 2.
Lundeen came in the Montrose game last year and went 9 for 12 throwing the football. And really did not make another appearance last season. 9 for 12 for 100 yards. He was a freshman.
Wind's starting to pick up here in Grand Junction. Fagan is wide right. Two receivers to the left. Two in the backfield for Lundeen. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Hill. Hill cuts it up the right side. Henry Hill, running hard across the 35, has the first down.
Looking at numbers, trying to see if there's some different jerseys out there for the Monument. They're playing some backups. And so far, all the numbers I see were starters. Now there's one change.
There's 10 Demons. Bill in the backfield, right behind Lundeen, who takes a snap, hands it off to Henry. Henry goes middle, cuts it left, spins forward for a yard. Glenwood's line is just getting stood up and blown off the line. Glenwood, this offense, again, not really built around drive blocking. It's kind of a zone blocking scheme. Under a minute to go here in the third. 47-0 through the Monument. Lundeen takes the handoff, back to throw, fires complete to Tribble, gets across the 40, breaks a couple of tackles, and Tribble fighting forward, close to a first down.
Depending on the
spot, he's going to be about a half yard short, it looks like.
He's going to finish the quarter.
It is a first down. They're going to give him a spot. So give credit to these boys for fighting hard. That's what we look for. Adverse situations. Down 47-0. Coming off a 42-0 loss to Montrose. Lundeen takes the snap, hands it off to Hill. That was a bad exchange there, and Hill dropped for a one-yard loss. That'll be the last play of the third quarter. And then they'll switch sides. After three quarters of play, it's for the Monument all over the Glenwood Demons, 47-0. This is KMTS. And we're back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction, 47-0 for the Monument. Here we go at the fourth quarter. Demons, Lundeen back to throw, being pressured. We lose one man and finally brought down. Drop for another loss.
Nine,
the Wildcats bumping helmets, high-fiving each other, trying to knock each other out. They're so pumped.
Say, let's headbutt, man. We got these things on our heads. Loss of four.
Yep. They're down in play. 15 for the Demons. Lundeen in place of Forrestall, who's not hurt. He's just high-risk injury. You're started. And Wildcats jumped ahead of the snap. Were they drawn off?
No.
It's going against Wildcats.
All
it looks like backup QB Grant Black is warming up for Fruit of Monument. So Thorpe is done for the night, as I'm sure most of the starters are. Third and 10 for the Demons. Lundeen with two in the backfield, back to throw. Delayed handoff to Henry Hill. Hill cuts it up the middle. Hill across the 50 to the 45 and to the 43-yard line. Make it the 42, first and 10 Demons. Good run by Henry Hill. Again, keep in mind, there are a lot of sophomores on this team. Henry Hill, one of them. And Henry did a lot in the offseason to add some muscle, gain a little weight. He was only like 140 last year. He's right around 165 this year.
Pick up 12 for Hill, who has carried 18 times now.
Lundeen takes the handoff, rolls to his left, pressured, hit as he throws. It is caught.
Tribble.
No, it is a catch by Tribble. He came back, had to come back to the ball. Lundeen was hammered as he threw the ball. And Tribble, coming back to help his QB, made the diving catch.
Looked like an outfielder sliding.
Jacob Lynch defending there. And this is as deep as Glenwood's been in a while through the territory.
19-yard gain.
Ball marked at the 24 of Fruita Monument.
And we're under 10 minutes to go in the game now with the running clock.
Low in motion. Lundeen takes the snap. Bobbles it, picks it up. Running, escaping the pressure. Lundeen turning on the chips, and he's finally brought down from behind. Tackled there by Brandon Bear, who was bearing down on him, 6'3", 200. Lundeen, not an imposing figure at 5'10", 150. But he could have that play by Travis to pick up the ball and minimize the damage there. A loss of five. Second and 15. 47-0 through the Monuments. Trigger was wide left. Kagan, slot left. Lundeen back to throw, straight back. Throws right. High throw intended for Garrett Lowe. Out of bounds. It is complete. It's third down, 15. Well, Glenwood's playing for some pride here, trying to put something on the board here. Running clock, 8:30 to go in the game. 47-0, Wildcats lead. Hill to the right of Lundeen. Three receivers left. Set. Travis straight back. Throws. Incomplete. Threw a little behind Austin Tribble. And it brings it fourth and 15.
They'll obviously go for it here. This place on the field. 8 minutes to go now.
Breezy nights here in Grand Junction. Fourth and 15. See if the Demons can convert here. Kill to the right of Lundeen. Takes the snap. Straight back to throw. Has a little time now being pressured. Steps up. Fires. Got a man wide open. And he threw it behind Cam Avery, who was wide open. Would have had the first down. Maybe a touchdown. He was open right around the 16-yard line.
Well, Lundeen rolling to his left. Did a good job getting out.
You know, I like pressure. Travis's mobility
and got the throw away, but it was not anywhere close to Avery was looking to the over the sideline shoulder, and that ball was thrown toward the middle of the field.
But I like Travis's mobility and his toughness.
Well, he was impressive against a tough team last year as a freshman. Stepped in there and just fit right into the offense.
Keeper by the quarterback, backup QB, Grant Black, and he's welcome to the game. Drop for a 5-yard loss. And Dan Miller in there to tackle him. Miller hobbling now. Staying in the game, though. Might be cramping up in that right calf. He gets a high five from Garrett Lowe. Loss of four, second and 14. Clock continues to run. 6:28 to go on the game. 47-0 through the Monument. Black bobbles the snap, runs it. He actually made something out of nothing. Got across the original line of scrimmage. Picked up 6 yards to the 32-yard line. Third down at six for a Fruity Monument. Wildcats took the opening drive of the second half, marched it in the end zone. Vince Grasso, a 44-yard touchdown run. PAT was good, and that's where he went to the running clock. We're going to get out of here early. Black back to throw, fires complete, first down. That's caught. It was number nine, is that Griggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess he was short. He went out of bounds. Short of the first down, so Fruity Monument will punt it away. It looks like some backup players coming in for Fruity Monument, a punt team. Mills deep to receive for Glenwood. Puck continues to run, pushing the 5-minute mark, 47-0 Cats lead. Good snap. Punt is away. Great punt. Booming punt. Mills drops it. And now there's a battle for it, a scrum. And it's through the bottom of the ball. Well, I know they're sure-handed on those punts. Bobbled it, and through the monument came down and recovered it at the 21-yard line of Glenwood. Mercy sakes. And we can only hope that the clock runs down to zero before through the monument gets back in the end zone. Grant Black, senior back of QB. Takes the snap. Hand off left side. It was Chris Gershon. No, 31.
Justin Erickson.
Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Loss of 2, 2nd and 12. Brandon Simmental made the tackle, not Simmental. That's the answer. He must not have any lights up there either. Back throw, Black throwing. And defending was Michael Mills, pass intended for Corey Hendrickson. 6'4", 170 pounder.
It actually looked like Hendrickson was the defender on the play, but
yeah,
that inside position. Throw was just not complete.
Really, Coach, you're passing?
Yeah, that's kind of...
Seriously? Going for the end zone? Okay. I'm starting to lose respect. My respect meter is going down a bit. Coming up to the 3 minute mark. Four receiver set.
Seat
third
back
12.
Might be changing the play.
It's a pitch. Let's play to number 31. Again, I didn't write his name down.
31. I wrote it down. Justin Erickson.
Okay. Well, short of the first down.
We're only 16 yards left.
And they're going to go for it. Well, it's a 16 to Glenwood. Fourth down at 5. Here comes the blitz. And they, nice job by Levi Federhoff to time his blitz perfectly. And it will tackle Grant Black for a loss. The Demons take over 1st and 10. A little moral victory there for the Glenwood Demons. I said enough is enough. And again, credit the boys that are still playing hard, still hustling. This is demoralizing. Little droopy shoulders over there on the Glenwood side. Under 2 minutes to go. Lundin back to throw. Looks to his left. And almost picked off. Michael Mills, the intended receiver. It was Zach Twardowski. Defending and almost got a pick. That would have been a touchdown. 35 to go. Lundin back to throw. And it's complete to Fagan. He's tackled and he drops the ball. Incomplete pass. Not quite half possession. They got tackled there by Taylor Carlson.
They're going to give the ball back to Fruta here.
Yeah.
Like.
I just take a knee. Who would probably do that if they got it back. 3rd and 10. Lundin, low snap, back to throw. Over the middle. Michael Mills with the catch. He had immediately brought down. He'll bring a 4th down. Across the 30. Mark it at the 33.
You beat
the 23, excuse me.
Gain of 6. Maybe?
Yeah. 4th down. Lundin back to throw. And he's got Cam Avery, dropped it. Avery wide open at the 40-yard line.
Pretty good throw.
Yeah.
Looks like it should have been caught. Turn the ball over on down.
Yeah, through the moment, runs a play. I will write a letter to Chassa.
Wildcat ball at the 42-yard line. First and 10.
See if you take a knee. And looks like they're going to do that. Yep. Grant Black under center. They tighten the formation down. 7 seconds. Takes an E, and there's your ball game. Our final score. Third of 47. Glenwood, nothing. 8 quarters. The Demons have not put up a point. The score was 4th quarter, but that's a little consolation. Tough loss for the Demons. 47-0. Our final back of the totals after this on KMTS. And we're back to Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction, wrapping things up here. This game was over a long time ago. Glenwood, the 2nd week in a row, shutouts. 47-0 the final here. Fruit of Monument all over the Demons. 89 points the Demons have given up in the last 2 games and have failed to put up a point. It was Devin Dance starting things off for the Wildcats in the 1st quarter. took a punt back 75 yards for a score. Two-point conversion failed. Zach Thorpe, Zach Griggs, a 61-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion failed. That was in the first quarter. 12-0 through to Monument. Second quarter, sixth place, 71-yard drive for the Wildcats. Vince Grasso is the scoring machine tonight and the running machine. Three touchdowns for him. Scored his first one at 9:22 mark in the second quarter, 51-yarder. PAT was good, 19-0 through to Monument. Devin Dance, 18-yard touchdown run with the 3:53 mark in the second quarter. That capped off an eight-play, 69-yard drive. PAT was good, 26-0 Cats lead. Cody Daniels, as Fruit Monument kicked off, Demons get at the 20, it's a touchback. At the 20-yard line, pass intended for Austin Tribble to John Forrestall, picked off by Cody Daniels. He took it in the end zone for a touchdown. And inside of 10 seconds, Fruit Monument scored two touchdowns. BFT was good, 33-0. Fruit Monument. Cats come out, start the, they get the ball to start the second half. Opening drive, Vince Grasso caps off a drive, 34-yard touchdown run, the 9:50 mark. PAT is good, and we go to the running clock. And the second half didn't take long. It went fast, not fast enough for Demon fans, as Grasso scored again a 53-yarder, the 5:10 mark in the third quarter. PAT good, 47-0 in the fourth quarter was pretty much the reserves for both teams. Duking it out, exchanging blows, but a scoreless fourth quarter, thankfully, for the Willamette Demons. 47-0, and that closes out the non-conference portion of the schedule for the Demons. But then it gets really tough as the Palisades Bulldogs, number one in the state in 3A, march into Glenwood Springs next Friday night for a showdown in the Western Slope opener. Palisades and then Battle Mountain after that. So 47-0, our final. Glenwood falls to Fruity Monument. They go to 1-2, and that's the first win of the season for the Wildcats. They are also 1-2.
Well, one thing that seems apparent is that that rifle game we're doing tomorrow. But the Glenwood Demons are susceptible to the run and the big play. Tonight, Vincent Grasso carried the ball nine times for 182 yards and three touchdowns. All three of them were breakaways, and first in the 75-yard punt return, the 61-yard pass. So a lot of big plays given up by the defense. Overall, the Wildcats rushed 26 times for 287 yards, only seven first downs. But when you're breaking off touchdown runs of 50, 70, and so forth, you don't rack up a lot of first downs. They didn't do much through the air. 5 of 8 for 94 yards by Zach Thorpe. And his backup was 1 of 2 for 4 yards. So not quite 400 yards in total yards for Fruit of Monument. For Glenwood, John Forsell had a pretty good first half. He only threw one pass in the second half before the running clock began, and then after that, Travis Lundeen replaced him. Overall for the game, Forrestall was 13 of 29 with an interception for 110 yards passing. Lundeen, in limited duty, came in and completed his first two passes and then missed on the next, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he wound up completing actually 3 of 8. Didn't get that written down for him. 3 of 8 passing for 35 yards. And receiving-wise, Austin Tribble had a pretty good night. Wound up catching 9 balls for 78 yards. Cam Avery, 4 catches for 25. Michael Mills, a couple of catches for 13. And running, Henry Hill was the leading rusher, 18 carries, 68 yards. But the quarterbacks lost a little bit, and Glenwood wound up with just 50 yards rushing, 22 carries. So for the night, they gained 160 yards to nearly 400 for Fruita Monument. Glenwood did wind up with 13 first downs to 7 for Fruita. They had 2 turnovers, 1 interception, and they lost a fumble on a punt that was dropped. So 2 turnovers for the night. Only 2 penalties against Glenwood. Something to I don't know exactly write home about, but something to be pleased about for the coaching staff is that the team was disciplined out there, and also that they didn't let down, it appeared to us. You know, they were still pushing for first downs,
yep,
and fighting hard for extra yardage, and trying to bring down those ball carriers. They just didn't have the speed or the size to hang with Fruita, which makes us wonder what's going to happen next week against a rugged Palisades team.
Yep. 47-0, our final score. Glenwood loses to Fruita Monument. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to mention, got you covered. Now it's time to get your home ready for the holidays with custom draperies, shades, blinds, and more. Got you covered. As you and the Glenwood Demons covered, ask about their 2011 tax credits. Got you covered, 945-4010. Except the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come to Soper Sliding for great savings throughout the store. Soper Sliding supports the Glenwood Demons. Other sponsors include Bertha Butters, Mountain Air Mechanical, Flooring America, McDonald's, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Megatech LLC, Carbondale Insurance Service, Sunshine Deli, Carpet One, and Bishop Plumbing. That's going to do it from Stoker Stadium, our only visit to Stoker this year. And I want to thank Nicole Cowan for running the board back to the studio. She'll be back at it tomorrow night, as we will as well, as we go to the Rifle Bear Stadium tomorrow night as the Rifle Bears take on the Olathe Pirates, the defending 2A state champions. 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll go on the air about 5 minutes before Rifle and Olathe tomorrow night from Bear Stadium. Our final score from Stoker Stadium, tough one for the Glenwood Demons. They take it on the chin, 47-0 to the Fruita Monument Wildcats. Glenwood's next game next Friday night, the home opener, truly the home opener, at Stubler, provided those lights are done. They'll take on the Palisade Bulldogs, the number one team in the state. So fans, come out and support them, cheer them on, and we'll see if we can get the Demons back in the win column. 47-0 in our final. Glenwood losing to Fruita Monument. For Jack Jabbar and Ron Millhorn saying so long from Stoker Stadium, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Bear Stadium and Rifle and Olathe. Keep it tuned to KMTS.